do we take out the garbage? We can sit in peace. One test, two likes, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah.
Door.
I noticed when I came in.
Came in what?
Your
the door?
By the way, you should probably clean the handle on that.
Ooh, okay.
Gross.
Gross.
Well, I guess Haley's got something to do now.
Haley. All right, see you later.
I gotta go clean the doorknob.
Welcome to After We Take Out the Garbage. This is a
Did we actually take the garbage out this time?
We did yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, so it is after we take out the garbage.
Yeah. It is the day after we take out the garbage.
It's no longer directly after.
Yeah. Sorry to lift the veil of secrecy.
Tuesday night podcasting, I know.
Mm-hmm. So we have a couple special guests with us. I'm Dave, by the way.
I'm Haley.
They're the special guests. Welcome to our show.
Special guest one.
Ryan
special
and Chris show.
Two.
Yeah. Oh.
Identify yourself.
I am Robo Chris.
And I'm just Ryan.
Oh. He's not a robot.
You're not a robot?
No.
What are you?
Humanoid?
Humanoid.
Humanoid.
So what's a humanoid versus a human?
He's slightly human. Part cyborg.
Do you remember the Domino's Noid?
Yes.
And then the video game Yo-Noid?
Yes.
No.
No.
Oh.
It's a good game.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. It's on the Genesis.
Yeah, I played it on Genesis, or did they have it for Nintendo too?
I think that was out for everything. Let me look it up here. We've got internet on the phone.
Machines.
We have a mini computer in our hands.
Uh-huh. The palm of our butts.
Yo-Noid.
Maybe in the palm of your butt.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Oh, looks like it was only made.
The palm of my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
At work.
What part of the butt is the palm?
It's kind of like the
inside
lower.
Left cheek.
Yeah, inside.
Oh,
so we're inside.
So it's like one per cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I learned something new every day.
I don't think you learned that. I don't think that's
just a, did.
Don't you unlearn it. Unlearn it.
I don't want to unlearn it.
It's not true.
You can't oppress me.
I learned that banks oppress Godzillas that want to open up antique shops
and
today.
Torch the Human Torch.
Can't own a home because he's an arsonist.
So it's wonderful to have you two here. Is this the first time both of you have been on together?
Yes.
Okay. This is good because you've both been guests at one time or another. Have you been guest? You haven't been a guest, Chris, in a long time, have you?
Not since the move. No, I have been a guest here once.
Okay.
I have not.
You have not, Ryan.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Not since he ate cheese.
Yeah.
That was the last one?
Yeah.
And we brought you more cheese.
Today?
Yeah.
We did?
Yep.
We have cheese.
See? We brought it.
It's around.
Like, I mean, we have like some smoked Gouda. I think you liked that one.
Great.
We got some Pepper Jack cheese sticks.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
lovely.
Those are nice.
Cheddar cheese sticks.
That goes good with the meat sticks, or I guess the sorghum meat sticks in this
sorghum.
Family.
What is sorghum?
The
seitan meat sticks.
Just call it wheat meat.
Why do I want to call it wheat meat?
Because
that just sounds like
wheat.
I'm sexualizing it.
No, that's what it's actually called.
Wheat meat?
Wheat meat.
I'm going to pull out my
wheat meat.
Wheat?
You're going to call your meat wheat?
I'm going to make
Will Wheaton meat?
Meat my meat wheat.
Oh.
Let's have a meet and greet with your wheat meat.
I was talking to you, Ryan, by the way.
Well, when can we arrange this?
Well, as soon as I see the palm of your butt, the palms of your butt.
What?
Haley's like, why does Dave change around
everyone? I don't think I'm needed here tonight.
Yeah.
Well, no, you already have a migraine from the sex talk earlier.
Yeah, and you have to have you have to clean the door handle.
And make brownie cupcake pie. Yeah. Cookies.
I do need to make cookies tonight.
What is your favorite dessert? What is a favorite dessert of everyone's?
Creme brulee tends to be my favorite.
I was going to say creme brulee.
Mm. Yeah. You don't strike me, Ryan, as a dessert guy.
No, he's too fit.
I don't really eat a lot.
Although he just
desserts.
Had like an extra large strawberry milkshake.
Yeah,
it's coconut cherry.
Ew! Oh,
wow.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That's horrible.
That sounds disgusting.
He's like, I like dessert as long as it tastes like bad breakfast.
What about this coconut cherry?
Why is that an option? Did you mix?
Yeah, I mixed it up.
You made it yourself? I bet the people mixing it were like, oh.
Well, you know.
Cried a little bit.
They did.
But she said, photograph all the food for Beeper.
So does it just taste like licking cough syrup off of someone in a tanning salon?
No.
That's what
it's licking cough syrup off a 7-year-old woman that's been tanning too much.
7-year-old?
Yeah. 70.
Oh. I mean, I 70. Wish it
Let's go
like
and keep this PG, Dave.
Would it?
Butt stuff, yes. 7-year-olds, no.
Okay,
that's
I
rule.
Just... All
that
right.
that is the rule.
I just jumped into what I
mean,
heard.
Haley was like 14 when you met her, but that's the difference.
God damn it! Actually, no, I won't bring that up.
So speaking of sex, sexual things, I think tonight's topic is hobbies, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh, hobbies.
Is that...
Yeah, is that a segue? Is that a segue? Or
is that, a hobby?
I mean,
yeah.
Sex is a great hobby.
Yes.
I mean, think of the exercise you're getting and
burn a few calories.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And make a few babies. I mean, that's more work, too.
I know. And there's always a winner. One.
Well, it depends if the other one was really wanting to have sex. If the other one isn't willing, then I guess there's a loser.
All right.
Fine, my headache's going away anyway.
Doing it so you can't stop bothering me.
I mean, it only takes 2 minutes
not there.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
2 minutes?
All right, so like...
Well, yeah, Dave just got outed.
Moving on.
All right, I will say this. So like, okay, you remember... I don't know if you guys feel the same way.
I do now.
But in the beginning stages of having sex ever, isn't it true that, you know, a lot of people seem to want it to last, like a, you know, 40 minutes, an hour. And then I feel like the more my life has moved on, I'm just like, just 10 minutes, man.
I got things to do.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Yeah. I wish I could be done in 10 minutes.
Pretty much.
Yeah? Are you on that train?
Do you have way too much stamina that it's a curse?
No, I have medicine that makes me staminas take too long. So it's a side effect of my medication.
Ah.
I see.
So great for the ladies who want a good workout.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm normally sweating bullets like 35 minutes in and they're like,
where's the towel?
I've already gone like 4 minutes.
That's why you just gotta do it in a shower.
So would you prefer a shorter time? Or do you prefer like a half hour, hour, whatever?
I mean, if I only had 5 minutes, I'd prefer shorter. But I do love the amazing passion that is a 30-minute sex round of doom. And
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta like go to every flat surface in the room. I mean, that takes some time.
Yeah, I can, yeah. All right,
this
Ryan.
Is weird having this conversation.
Where are you? Because
you're
time scale.
Time scale.
Preference. Just preference.
Preference wise, yeah, I'd say about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Haley.
Yeah, like 15.
Yeah.
What? That's way. Dave's already done by then.
I mean, I don't have the stop clock out.
No.
Wrap it up.
I use an abacus.
Well, that was awkward.
Yeah.
But hobbies, what it seems you guys like. Okay, so you went to
grade school,
elementary school.
Yeah.
Ooh. And what elementary school, by the way?
St. Edward's.
How does
Ryan? Mean? How old are you?
I'll be 35 this year.
Oh,
so will I.
So you guys are all the same age.
Essentially,
we all went to school together. Yeah, well, sort of,
kind
of.
In different times.
Yes.
In different places.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where's St. Edward's?
It is on the 11th Street across from the...
Oh, I went to a wedding there.
I'm sorry. I was an altar boy there. That makes it feel any better.
I was too.
Ooh.
Oh, can you believe it?
We used to get movie money afterwards.
Together? Were you altar boys?
Well, I mean, I guess. I think of the same, but never like in the same mass. Like
time slot,
yeah.
Did you go to mass? Was that every Sunday they have mass?
They had more than Sunday, but I think our family went every Sunday.
Hmm.
So I know our Monsignor took us out for a field trip. We got out of school one day, and I guess we went to the racetrack.
What?
Like, you don't remember? You're like, I guess we did that.
Yeah, I don't remember which one, but yeah.
Well, first question, is a Monsignor a principal? Is that... No?
No, that's the priest.
Oh, so he's just...
a priest, yeah.
Okay.
Was it after Mr. White?
It was Monsignor Wall.
Yeah, because my original one died.
Must have been then.
And second question, did you get to bet?
No.
Oh.
This is like seventh grade.
Aw.
You guys can stay out here.
And they all went out to gamble. he gave us like $15 a piece to buy what we wanted.
What?
And I bought a Big Johnson t-shirt.
Big Johnson t-shirt brought to you by all rednecks down from the south of the country.
Yep, I remember that like yesterday.
Actually, it was yesterday, and that was creepy that
you were
in that school.
We did bet amongst each other with the regular $5 we had left.
That? Oh, sorry, that's my cat. That's, yeah. No, well, that makes sense.
No, that was definitely it.
Don't say
it,
that!
It? Like Pennywise it?
Yes. Hey, Georgie!
No.
Don't say
Jim
it.
Hey, Haley!
No, it sounded more like it.
You want to come down and play in the sewer?
No.
Everything floats down here.
I'm so excited for the new one.
Me too.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Wait, we should probably scrap this. We just talked about this at the podcast on Sunday.
Don't tell anybody. I know. Retro.
No one has seen it yet.
Well, I know, but talking about the same things on two different podcasts?
I think
it's
okay.
It's so naughty.
It's okay.
Raven.
Yeah, where the fuck's Raven?
I don't know. Probably drawing?
I thought you were going to say probably drunk, and I'm like...
No.
No.
I don't think so.
No. He's a good kid.
He only drinks, Red's Apple Ale.
Yeah.
He's not a big drinker.
So you guys re-met.
We did.
After having not, seen each other for a while playing disc golf,
yes.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Reconnected.
Reconnected.
We rejoined at the hip.
Oh.
Yes.
So, and how long ago is this now?
A couple years? 2-3 years?
Three.
Okay, and then now do you still disc golf, the both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And are you better or worse than when you started?
I think we flip-flopped.
Oh, really?
I am worse right now.
Okay. And Chris is better.
I'm better than him, but I've gotten better.
Okay. Yeah, no one's better. Ryan, you're one of those people that every single sport that exists in mankind is your oyster.
Halfway decent at everything I do.
Yeah. Yeah, but what's your
mostly sex?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's for the seen minutes. His beautiful children.
Best sport. Yeah. That's.
I mean, he gave the good sperms.
Yeah.
Not those runty little ones that.
The rejects?
Yeah, they make ugly babies.
What is your bowling average? Because this astounded me when you were telling me before.
Last year, 234.
What?
I think I bowled half that one time.
I think my bowling average is 72.
What was it when you were actually bowling?
Fuck, I don't know. I was just eating nachos whole time.
No, you were for real. You were good for a long while.
I know. I don't know what my average was.
And she was still eating just nachos.
And I was just... They'd be like, Haley, get up here. Put the nachos down.
No.
I don't know how many times I walked up to bowl with nachos in my left hand and then bowled with my right and then
How is she getting strikes?
The grease.
Yeah. No, that's why you had to eat with your left hand. Because the grease would fuck you up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then she'd wipe her hand on the actual surface and make sure there's extra grease there.
I would make sure to... I think my strategy was then I'd take my greasy left hand and I'd put it on the opponent's ball.
I like it when women put their greasy fingers on the balls, but that's pretty rude. Not if you're not asked. Yeah.
Do you guys put your hands on greasy hands on other people's balls?
Discs.
Okay.
Dicks. Discs.
Discs. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I got you. Yeah. I'm with you.
He meant both. Discs.
I don't
dicks.
Do the bowling because I'm really bad. Well, I'm not bad at
bowling. We should go bowling.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
Podcast over.
Yep. Going bowling.
Bye.
All right, we got to make a bet.
Yeah?
I bet you Ryan will win.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
And he's not allowed to skunk the game.
I don't have
game.
My balls with me, though.
Oh.
Balls. I like that you have more than one.
I do.
Yeah.
I went disc golfing with Clayton today, and he had four balls in his trunk. And I was like, why does he have so many balls?
He's probably got 20 at home.
I say you shouldn't keep them in his trunk.
That's crazy.
They're going to get too hot.
Summertime's fine because all the oil comes out.
Really?
The heat, yep.
I had a
don't
ball.
Don't freeze your balls. That's what he's saying.
No,
and
freezing is bad.
It was in our basement and it cracked in half.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was because of freezing.
The basement was cold. It wasn't like insanely cold, but it was cold enough to crack the.
Sure, wasn't a shitty ball.
It was no, it wasn't. It was a pretty good. It's what I used all through high school.
It hated you.
And for it was, not it was 16 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about as big as your baby. You're not gonna have.
I know.
What? Wait.
Now I do a 12.
Oh yeah.
I went.
What is?
I go for the 8 pound ball. I like my wrists to be strong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
With the 8 pound.
You like to like just chuck it down
as hard as I can.
Yeah. You actually throw it overhand?
No, I punt it.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a kickball.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I get the one with the wrinkles on it.
I feel like I remember in elementary school they had like the rubber ones.
Yeah, the
chintzy rubber. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a thing.
Do they actually have them in bowling alleys too?
They probably do not have them in bowling alleys. Those are probably in the 70s, early 80s. Everyone bowled with those.
Yeah. Okay. I've never heard of a rubber bowling ball before.
Yeah. I remember doing.
My dad had one
rubber baby and I threw it in our bunkers. Basement.
Oh. And we had bunkers.
We had tile, and it marked up all the tile. Yeah. The rubber came off on it.
It just always looked like a gym floor.
Yeah, and he was so mad.
Do your kids bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Are they good?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I mean, like, do they
Wii bowling?
Are they good for little kids? Oh, shit,
yeah. I mean, they got bumpers on; they'll get like 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good.
It's better than my bumper score.
What's your bumper score?
5.
Okay.
Wow, he didn't even beat Obama.
Yeah. No.
That's the first goal, is you got to beat Obama.
Yeah.
See, what I did was I throw a ball once, and then I go and get myself a cheesy tuna sandwich.
Ew. At a bowling alley?
Yeah.
That sounds like food poisoning.
All right. Well, you know what? And that's why I look so healthy all the time. That sweaty glow I have.
That's right. It's just fish oil coming out of your pores.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
We went to go play tennis one time together, too.
Oh, yeah?
We did play tennis.
Did you? How short were the shorts that you were wearing?
Oh, yeah. Up my ass.
Okay.
I do balls have hanging some out. Really short shorts.
Did you wear them?
I did not
wear them that time, but maybe I should next time.
We should play doubles, and we should all wear the shortest shorts possible.
I'm okay with this.
I'll just wear
Haley
normal shorts.
I did go out to a random court one time.
Yeah.
And I stuffed my little shorts with a sock. And I had a tank top on and a big headband. And I was like, yeah, come on, guys.
Whatever, McEnroe.
And a couple of people just left.
Well, I don't know why.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I would have joined
it. Obviously, they thought I was really good.
Have you ever stuffed a sock down both ends of your pants, the front and the back?
Why would you do that?
For that badonkadonk look.
You never know. You know, tuck a couple under your butt palms.
What? Yeah. Packing in the front and releasing in the back.
Yeah.
My penis goes all the way around, so I need lots of...
So how about some good for the gut?
Yep.
Okay. I thought that was part of the song at first. I was like, what the fuck? What was that, by the way?
He put his beer can on my foot.
And it was cold.
It was cold.
And wet.
That's cold, wet things.
Sorry if that was
Stop
loud.
Putting cold, wet things on my wife.
It's not my fault that I love going to the morgue.
What the fuck is going on?
So we're all drinking the same thing, except for Ryan with his cherry coconut shake.
Yes.
This is the Pink Vapor Stew from Ska Brewing.
Should not be called Pink Vapor Stew. It should be called Pink Lemonade in a can. Yeah.
No, the thing is, beer. It doesn't have lemon. Did you drink some of it already?
This is the first sour from Ska Brewing that I've known of. Maybe their only sour?
It's the only one I've ever seen.
Yeah, okay. Any hoser.
It's brewed with apples, ginger, carrots, and beets.
Yeah. It tastes like lemon, pink lemonade.
It is, a very fruity sour. You want to try?
I mean, it's weird because the only fruit in this is apples.
I don't know. Have you drank that root beer flavored pop or beer and it tastes like garbage?
It does taste like garbage.
Never tastes like root beer. It tastes like whiskey ends and penis flakes. It's gross.
Yeah. What?
Not your father's root beer's dick.
All right.
Wait, what?
All I heard was penis flakes.
Yeah, it's stopped good. After that. You yeah. add you, milk, and you have, like, you've got penis flake milk at the end.
Way more he's problems.
Pent, he's pent up right now.
I am. Yeah. I hate, I love root beer, so whenever you disgrace me with that beer root beer.
Yeah. You
also, best damn root beer is worse than... Yes.
It tastes more like the bottom scrapings of a whiskey.
I want to say when I had, I only had it once, but the Coney Island one I think was okay.
I'd rather just take root beer and add root beer flavored schnapps to it.
There you go. That's probably a better. It probably would be
it
better.
It actually tastes like root beer.
No. I didn't know they made root beer flavored schnapps.
They make flavored schnapps of everything.
Yeah, they. That's a.
I know they make root beer flavored vodka, but that doesn't sound like it'd be very good.
No.
Because it still tastes like vodka.
But the loopy vodka does taste like the bottom of your Fruit Loops bowl.
Is it? Is what's
like the milk part?
Yeah.
I would
imagine,
but in vodka taste,
I dump out the milk.
I would imagine it's a better like.
Well, you're
mixing
not the normal
vodka.
One here.
I'm not.
Well, I don't put milk in it. I just eat the cereal dry.
Because you're lactose really? Intolerant.
No, I'm not.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I'm drinking this.
What? When did this happen?
It's a milkshake.
What?
He
remember he was his, on and yeah. he ate a whole bunch of cheese on our podcast.
Cheese.
You cheese head.
Well, so what's the verdict? Is the pink vapor
No, it's actually pretty good?
Good.
It is good.
I didn't think it...
Let me smell it.
I don't think the smell's very good, actually. I think it's kind of...
It's all right.
...footy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the smell.
Yeah.
It tastes good.
Oh, I'm wrong. The flavor... I just burped some. The flavor is definitely lemon hops...
I've eaten so many pickles today that all my burps just taste like pickles.
Wait, how many pickles?
Yeah, how many?
Like, I pretty much ate a whole jar.
Were they?
There's only like three left.
Were they
in
kosher?
There. I don't.
Are they dill pickles?
They're dill pickles. Oh, they're homemade.
You made pickles?
No, I didn't. No.
Is that from work?
Yeah.
From work. From my supervisor.
Yeah.
She makes the best fucking pickles
the poop
ever.
Supervisor.
Yep.
That's what they call her, and she loves it.
The poopervisor.
What's up, poopervisor?
Can I get me another poop sample to
she
check?
She would hate that. Don't ever say that to her.
She probably would.
You want me to tell her that?
Yes.
next time she's playing with poop, I'm going to say, are you the poopervisor?
Yeah.
But make sure you're wearing a lab coat and carrying a clipboard when you do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when she looks at you funny, there. You just start writing like, oh, that's not good.
That's
didn't
what I do.
I was going to say, didn't that's you actually, say that's what you do?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Makes it look like I'm doing something.
Did you, now is Mr. Hearth, is he your supervisor?
Yeah, he's kind of like above us.
The director.
He's a director, but.
Okay.
So he's the director of poopiness?
I've gone into his office, too, with the piece of paper and wrote stuff down. Didn't say anything, just left.
You just like shake your head? Just like look around, you gotta like peek around something, be like,
Corporate's not gonna like this one.
he actually thinks you're like a spy.
Yeah. Is that Morse code? Do you know any Morse code? Which one is a dit and which one is a da? That's what I
don't know. Do I look like some seafaring folk?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You and your Morse code.
You kind of do.
Zach Morris.
Zach code. Morris code.
He is...
His code would be sleep with everyone on the cast.
Oh, yeah.
Win a prize.
No. Yep.
Did they do that? Do you think him you and Kelly hooked up?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly Kapowski?
Probably.
Yeah.
And the other one turned into a showgirl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So says the movie.
What about Lisa Turtle?
She got crazy.
Did she?
Yeah, well, I don't know, maybe.
I'm pretty sure that was Showgirl one. What's her name?
Elizabeth Berkley?
Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
How about Scream?
It was not a good movie.
It was a great movie. You just don't understand
in
the
Wisconsin.
Showgirl industry.
Stabbing people.
Yep.
In Wisconsin.
I know. Yep. That's our claim to fame. We produce crazy-ass, or they produce crazy-ass people, and they make crazy people crazier.
But we're not in Wisconsin.
They. That's why I said they.
Oh.
The second time around.
I'm like, that's not us at all.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm born here in Illinois.
Groovy.
Yeah.
Is that, I take it that's Evil Dead shirt?
That is an Evil Dead shirt. It's got Evil a boomstick and a chainsaw.
Yeah. Did you guys see the new Evil Dead?
Ash versus Evil Dead, the TV show?
Oh, actually, well, no, I have
not seen that.
I do want to see that. I've heard it's really good.
Ash vs. Evil Dead is really good.
So we've all seen Evil Dead
1 and 2.
1 and 2. Oh,
yeah. And Army of Darkness.
Yeah, okay, and then mm-hmm. Ryan has.
And Bubba Hotep.
Hell yeah.
And
I haven't seen Bubba Hotep in a long time.
So good.
Yeah. I lost my copy. I don't know where it went.
Oh, we have. Shoot. I know, yeah. We have a copy.
If you want to borrow a copy.
They have a copy of it.
It's Ravens.
Yeah it's Ravens. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Wait. Pornos. Selling pornos.
He's really backed up here.
I don't know what's going on anymore. Anyways, hobbies.
Hobbies.
I was a door-to-door disc golf salesman. No, disc golf is a hobby.
It is.
We talked about it already.
Yeah. Not really. You don't even know what it's about.
It's golf with discs.
Sort of.
And there's a cage and you throw them.
It's a basket.
What's the difference? It looks more like a cage.
It's a basket.
How many baskets are in a regulation? What do you call it?
Depends how many holes there are.
Yeah, I just played it. Of course, at 27 holes.
Dang,
that's a lot of holes.
Yeah,
it is. So why are there holes?
Well, they say steal the words from ball golf.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which is just golf.
Yes.
Yeah, which you got to call it ball golf. When you're a disc golfer.
Because you don't want to get confused.
Distinguish it. Because if you walk up to some disc golfers and they'll be like, hey, you want to play a round of golf? And they'll be like, sure. And then they all show up in their fancy pants and the disc golf or the golf cart. Mm. Like, no, I meant disc golf.
We should get a golf
cart. You should, I think then disc golfers should always call it disc golf.
We do.
Then why would they ask if you want to play golf?
Because there's now soccer golf, which is foot golf. There's just so many names. Why can't it be ball golf now?
Well, why is it soccer golf? Doesn't go in a hole, it goes in
foot golf.
It goes in a hole.
Foot golf.
It goes in a hole.
Do you want to go play it?
The Gulf of Mexico. Yeah. And then there's...
You're just making things up.
No.
Golf Lundgren.
It's at Elliott, isn't it?
They have it at... Elliott, yeah.
Let's go to Elliott.
Where's Elliott?
Lyford Road.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Clock Tower, head a little more
south. So you're saying they have a soccer field?
No. It's on an actual golf course.
Yeah.
It's how they make extra money now because ball golf is failing.
The hole is like, I don't know, what would it say, 4 or 5 feet wide?
Yeah, okay. They dig a big
ball
hole.
Ball golf is really expensive, too.
That's why it's failing.
I have a lot of friends at golf, and I think it's silly.
How much are the discs for disc golf?
From as cheap as like $10 to $15 to $20.
Find some?
No. Find them. They make really? Starter packs are like $15 for 3
discs. I feel
discs.
Like I have seen them at like thrift stores before, but they're usually pretty beat up, which I'm assuming that's why they're probably in a thrift store.
Oh, yeah.
They still work.
So if I just went out to the course right now, I could probably just find some?
You might be able to.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if you head down to Porter Park where we play and you just walk the creek.
Now, where's Porter Park?
It is in Roscoe.
There's
have like
all these
nine
parks I've never heard of.
So Annapage has 3 courses. Rockford University has a course. Porter has a course. Belvedere has a course. Beloit has a course.
When are you going to invite us?
Whenever you want.
I have invited Dave.
Yeah,
I've never been invited.
Yeah, invite Haley.
Okay.
She's cooler than me.
I'd go.
Actually, because like it's usually band night times or podcast.
What if it's like
times?
A Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon?
And you don't even have to get any because we have plenty to share.
My car has at least 60 discs in it right now.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, we'll talk about this later.
Tonto, jump on it.
Fastest growing sport in America right now, guys. Play some disc golf.
Disc golf.
I need a hobby. I actually
don't.
You
can buy them at Hobbytown USA and Toad Hall.
I don't like Hobbytown as a store. I don't like the people that work there. Every time I go in there, I'm just completely ignored.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
it. Because they're sexist.
Yeah, I think
it
is.
Is. Yeah, it is.
I love the people down at Toad Hall. I love them. I think
Nick's the shit. Mm-hmm. So is Mama Bear.
I say honestly, I think it's always the mom that I talk
Mama
to.
Mama Bear is the awesome.
Is that a person?
It's his mom. It's a family-owned place, so Nick, his mom, and dad's kind of there.
I had a English class at Rock Valley with Nick.
They have their jazz record guy is the most knowledgeable jazz record guy I've ever known. Rob. Shout out, Rob.
Does he work there, or does he just always hang out there?
He works there, like, every Saturday or every other Saturday.
Mm.
He has, like, an actual 9-to-5 job during the week, but he does that just... Because
he loves it.
He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'd go to Toad Hall over Hobby.
Yeah.
And they do have a ton of discs.
Well, all right.
Cool. So what hobbies do you guys have?
I don't have any hobbies. Yeah. That's the thing is, I need a hobby. No, I don't know how to knit.
So?
I've tried to learn, and I can't get the hang of it. I cross-stitch.
Podcasting.
Podcasting. We've been getting into, board gaming.
Yeah.
I do music is...
That's Dave's hobby life. As soon as I walked into his basement, he played, every instrument known to man at one time.
We brew beer.
Oh, yeah, brew beer.
Yeah, you got that.
But I want a hobby that's mine.
Yeah.
Okay. All my hobbies involve Dave.
And non-Dave hobby, probably... You have women's night. That's a hobby.
I haven't gone in, 2 months.
What are you doing those?
Disc golf.
All right, it's my new hobby.
All right.
Or you can bowling back up.
That's true. I would go bowling. Mm-hmm.
Should be on the pro bowling turkey.
No, circuit. I'd be on one of those lousy bowler leagues.
Mm.
Mm, me too.
Yeah, where they guarantee pizza every day.
Yeah, yeah.
I only bowl if there's greasy food.
Speaking of pizza, one of my other hobbies is playing arcade games, and I went to Rossi's Pizza and Arcade in Madison today.
Oh, nice.
Today?
Yeah, because we went out to Madison and played High Stand and Elvers.
That's nice.
And we always stop off at Rossi's if they're open. And best pizza in the world in Madison or Rockford.
Never been there.
Everything's on quarter play.
Rossi's, Rossi.
Yep. And he's the owner.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's
a cool dude.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
We need to go to Madison more often because they have an Indonesian restaurant.
It is a really good Indonesian restaurant.
I need to go. Yeah. Invite me.
We should go.
Is there disc golf in Madison? Oh,
yeah. They have 7 courses. 5 of them are pay for. Because they're immaculate. They're well-kept. I have a season pass to Elvers and High Stand. High Stand is actually right next to the largest disc golf store in the area.
And then you can does that count for a guest or a whole
Just for group? You. It's $48 for the whole year or $5 per person. But they upkeep it. The baskets are all brand new. They're constantly we were just there 2 weeks ago and they just added new holes.
Well, how long would you say does it take to do that course? A couple hours or?
Max, 2 hours. It depends how beginner you are. If you're super beginner, you're going to be losing discs into the trees and stuff, and you'll have to look longer.
More time.
Well, that's worth it. For $5, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and most courses are free. I mean, Wisconsin's a little different, but they realize that it's a sport they actually have to take care of. They mow it constantly, and they keep it up, so
they got to treat it like a golf course.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And the passes for $48 for the year.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Hello.
Come in. You got to do it.
It reminds me when Rockford used to do the golf thing, because when I played golf, you could go and you could buy the golf pass and play for free, except for Aldi, and you had to pay half.
Mm.
So.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
Let's do good disc golf. Everyone, we're going to start a revolution.
It's a good it's a good workout. Walking is great.
Yeah. No, it's a... All right.
And you can drink while you play.
I can do that.
Hey. I probably wouldn't want to do that.
I would.
Me, drinking in the sun is not...
You're already very pale. It's
bad news, bears.
Good show.
Ebony and the Ivory. Are there any final thoughts as we come into the final minutes of the program?
Are we at the final minutes already?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So, Dave is music.
Yeah. For the most part.
So, everyone's got their own. You bowl, Ryan.
That's my main.
That's your main. Oh, and play video games.
Your main squeeze. Oh, yeah, video. You're a good video.
Oh, yeah, I like playing video games.
Yeah, he literally beats everyone after playing it 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We brought the Switch over, and he played for 5 minutes, and he was already kicking everyone's butt.
I remember at Brian's bachelor party when we had those old school games. I was like, what the fuck?
Killer Instinct.
Kicking some ass. Yeah.
Killer Instinct's good.
I was like, I'll let you pick my guy. Yeah.
It was ridiculous. All right, so Ryan is everything. I'm music. Chris is...
I consider photography a hobby, too.
Okay, yeah.
Because you hobby do it on the side, too.
I do. Yeah. I do a lot of naked lady stuff.
Yeah.
And that's, no money.
Yeah, I just do it for fun. Sometimes I get paid.
I've been really enjoying your stomach ache series these last few weeks.
Stomach ache series?
They're all like, ugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is this?
I had fat.
They all look like they have stomach aches.
Well, it's good for pushing the
tummy. But, they're hot stomach aches. I mean...
If you're going to jerk off to stomach ache, these are the ones.
Yeah. But they're all doing that move. I'm like, that just makes me think they're like, oh, where's another shoe right now?
I just ate a whole pizza and a burrito.
Gotta hide my food, baby.
Pizza burrito.
And a Diet Pepsi.
And Haley, you're
I don't do fucking nothing.
Cross stitching.
I haven't
baking.
Done that in a long time. I guess baking. Okay.
Yeah,
she does have a hobby.
I bake.
You should do some more macaroons sometime.
I should.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can get us over every. Well, you can get me over every week for this.
If I have time, they literally take all day.
Yeah, I'd eat them.
Not so. The way I do them.
Have you had them before?
Not hers.
Just run to the store and buy them.
Have you had?
Where do you
ever?
Buy them?
Yes,
they okay. sell them at Greenfire.
Oh, those are too expensive.
I know, but they're yummy. Some of them are.
And they're little, I've heard.
They are very little.
No, I'll just make them.
Let's see. How should we end this?
I hope you all enjoy your hobbies.
Yes.
If get out there
hobby,
this weekend.
Let us know. Send us a message about the hobbies
tweet
you
us.
Enjoy.
Oh, here you go. Yeah. The yeah.
We don't have Twitter. Don't tweet us.
You need to do a 5-word or less inspirational phrase.
Of your hobby.
Of anything.
5-word or less?
Yeah, 5-word or less.
I really like jumping jacks. Ah!
That will work.
Yeah.
Who
Brian?
Likes jumping jacks?
Hey, whoa. I don't know. People like to work out. Like Ryan.
Yeah, I work out too.
I work out too. That's 3. Well, I work out too. That's 4.
Mm-hmm. I work out as well.
Jack yourself. All right. Haley?
Don't pressure me into this.
Oh, good one.
Talk
all right.
Sex.
Baking macaroons takes all day.
Yeah, there you go.
And there you have it. Now be inspired. See you guys in a couple weeks.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
After we get into garbage, we can sit on a bit of one dust, two bites, a couple cans, just you and me sometimes.